YMCA Camp St. Croix gives a taste of the outdoors to a variety of kids. For decades, there have been retreats for Korean children, diabetics, and those having special emotional or physical needs. This week, the cabins in Hudson are filled with young Midwesterners. All have military ties. The person they call mom or dad is also a soldier. Kids learn how to cope with long deployments and the uncertainty of war. There are also traditional camp activities like horseback riding and archery. John Cook is director of outdoor education at Camp St. Croix.
We try to leave the world behind. There are no TVs. They don't hear the news. We don't have newspapers. It's forget about everything, concentrate on being a kid and having fun and finding a way to cope with the things that you have to cope with in your daily life.
This week's special camp in Wisconsin goes by the name Operation Purple. It's part of a nationwide effort all summer that involves 2,500 kids at locations around the country. Money can be tight when one wage earner goes off to war. Cook says all camp expenses are paid for by the National Military Family Association.
You would think that a lot of folks would go, oh, hey, it's free. It's a way to get my kids out of my hair for a little while. You know, you'll expect that maybe. But when the folks were turning in their applications, it almost made a number of the ladies here in the office who are receiving these applications, you know, they almost come to tears.
The program's been popular. The Wisconsin camp had to turn away some applicants. Cook says there may be another camp held next year. That would depend on getting another grant from the National Military Family Association and continued U.S. presence in Iraq. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.